The Discomfort Zone, a six-part system to help you find the success that exists outside your comfort zone. Introduction. We gravitate naturally toward being comfortable. If you're offered a chair in a room with multiple open places to sit, you're probably going to seek out the seat which looks like it'll fit your body best, providing not just support, but the perfect angle of the back and the right cushioning or support for the spine. You'll even want the chair in a position where the lighting is good and you have a clear view. Comfort. We like cushions and soft fabrics to the point where an entire billion-dollar industry is based on bed pillows. We want shoes that cushion our feet. Food served at the perfect temperature with the coffee neither too hot nor too cold. Even dream jobs are best if they aren't too demanding but offer just enough intellectual stimulation. You feel adequately challenged and well satisfied at the end of each day. We like things to stay the same, so we gravitate toward routines. Days without surprises are easily managed. We even talk about being comfortable to say one is financially secure. Comfort is considered the ultimate goal of a life well spent. It's also the greatest prison cell you'll ever devise for yourself. Comfort is all about staying safe. It's all about things being predictable in life without demands. Comfort can be a very good thing, unless you want to grow and succeed in life. Comfort keeps us where we are, giving us no reason to challenge ourselves, learn new things, or discover what we're capable of. In this book, we'll take you into the world of possibility. You'll find out about comfort zones, why everyone loves them, and how they hold you back. We'll talk about discomfort and the science behind making yourself uncomfortable, and how discomfort can be used to propel yourself toward your goals. Finally, you're going to learn a six-step system for making yourself comfortable with discomfort and even using it to springboard yourself into the life you've always dreamed of having. Ready? Let's get started.